This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And it's the opposite of what we've heard before, but eating too little salt could increase your risk of having a heart attack. A new study finds regardless of whether people have high blood pressure, low salt intake is linked to a greater chance of heart attack and stroke.
Or is it? Yes, throw out the salt. No, eat the salt. Drink the salt. Add it to your, what? Add it to your cereal. No, don't eat cereal. Folks, the controversy on salt continues here as we kick in another broadcast episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Healing like nowhere else on planet Earth or radio. There used to be, didn't somebody go Planet Radio at a certain point? One of those major networks said, we're all Planet Radio now.
Sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking about marketing, you know, these radio shows. But anyway, salt. Salt! How long have we been talking salt on the Robert Scott Bell Show and sticking our finger in the salt pile and licking it, right? Because we knew how good salt was or is. And it's like people freaking out. Don't do it, Robert! You're high blood pressure! You're going to have a heart attack! Not kidding. This is happening. Apparently, controversy is still there, but it's fascinating as we get deeper and deeper into how dietary guidelines became guidelines. Of course, the pirate code would indicate they're just guidelines that maybe you don't have to pay attention to them. And I think every time an edict comes down from on high, and I don't mean Mount Ararat, I mean like the federal government and the NIH or something like that, the CDC or FDA, you might want to take it with that proverbial grain of salt because it's probably not rooted in a sound science as you are thinking. These institutions are highly suspect and they're highly corrupt in their agendas. Because as we found with many of the food guidelines over the last 20, 30, 40 years, they've been influenced heavily by industry that wants to profit off of ignorance and junk science. And so the issue of salt, fascinating. We've talked about how once they removed fat, they vilified fat, wrongly so, because in reality it was a sugar issue. But they vilified fat, then they had to start adding sugar and adding salt into processed foods because who wants to eat it if there's no fat in it, there's no flavor. And, of course, fat being good for you, not bad for you, if you want to lose weight, eat more fat. Of course, good variety. That means fat not loaded with toxins and heavy metals from factory-farmed animals. But fat is good for you. It's good for your brain, your nervous system, your endocrine system, your skin, your connective tissue, all of that. All of your cells need fat. And so the argument against salt, what is it rooted in? And we're going to find that out right now. Now, Super Don, I remember going on Jerry Doyle's show. God rest his soul, man, when he was around and you know, he would always want me to talk about these controversial issues. Was there ever a time where I said eat more salt or something the equivalent of eat more fat?
About 2 years ago. And it was kind of like the follow-up to the head explosion experience that you had with Jerry when you said eat more fat to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so you went on. It was a couple years ago. It was 2015 when you got to go on there and say, yeah, you know what you want to do? You eat more salt. Because it's just so counterintuitive to what it is that people have been programmed with.
That's right, yeah.
And, it was a good time.
Programming is complete, or is it? Now, I'm going to go ahead and give you the real problem. For most people that have heart disease and they blame it on salt, it's dehydration. Chronic low-level dehydration, you're just plain not drinking enough water. I'm telling you, it's that simple. Read Your Body's Many Cries for Water by Dr. Batman Gelage. It answers almost all of the issues of blood pressure. I'm going to say 100% because there can be mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances, but a lot of times that's due to chronic low-level dehydration. Now, the guy that's causing all this controversy apparently went back to some of the original science here, and we're going to get into that. But he's saying it was never proven, right? There's a lot of propaganda. There's a lot of dogma. It's just a hypothesis. Let's give a listen.
In fact, the two authors that the dietary goals mainly based their information on, they actually misrepresented what their study showed. So it was a hypothesis paper published by George Manili and Harold Botterby in 1976. I found that paper. I read it. What they actually said was that not everyone should cut their salt intake. Only people who are eating a low amount of potassium and only those who are genetically susceptible to the salt-raising, the blood pressure-raising effects of salt.
Of course, what happened is a collectivist ideal kicks in. And you begin to say, wow, if that's true for that small percentage of the population, it must be true for everybody. And, of course, that's not a very scientific thing to do. But you can forgive the error of many government scientists' ways, because remember 1976, wasn't that the year Bruce Jenner won the decathlon?
It may be. That sounds
right.
Familiar. Well, and it was, what was that, the bicentennial, right?
Right, and people thought he was a man. So, come on, there's confusion in 1976.
You were wrong.
See? Yeah. So, you were also wrong about salt. And this guy, what's this guy's name that we're hearing audio clips of? Because he's actually, I like it when they go back to the original and they begin to parse it and explain it and make sense of it.
Yeah, this is, his name is James D. Nicolantonio. He's a PhD. And he is the assistant, I think he's the assistant editor of the BMJ, one of the BMJ journals.
British Medical Journal. Okay, yeah. So listen, he's talking nuances. I like that. But it didn't go there. It went to collectivism as usual. And I'll explain how homeopathy did something like this as well in a moment, but give a listen here.
And yet those nuances never translated into the dietary goals. The dietary goals basically just said everyone should consume no more than 3 grams of salt, and it got translated that 1977 dietary goals became the 1980 dietary guidelines in the U.S., and that low salt dogma has just been continuously updated every 5 years. No one's ever challenged it. No one ever said, geez, did we actually have any evidence to vilify salt?
Yeah, so dogma. Again, science becomes religion. And it becomes religion, especially when it benefits the religion masters, in this case, the global corporations in the food industry. And they love it when you believe the lies that they pull out of one paper or two papers and extrapolate it to mean a dietary guideline on down from God, when it isn't. It's from government and those who have taken control of government and government regulators. Now, what about the blood pressure issue? We're all told salt's going to raise your blood pressure. Or maybe in only a small percentage, maybe not in 80% of the people. But, well, let's go back to those studies. What did they say?
So if you look at people with normal blood pressure, 80% of those people are actually not going to have any type of reduction in blood pressure when they cut their salt intake. And in fact, 15% of people with normal blood pressure are actually reverse responders. They're actually going to have a significant increase in blood pressure if they cut their salt intake.
Isn't that interesting? Now, I have said this, and many years ago, in fact, I distinguished between the forms of salt that are out there, and people would argue, no, it's only salt. There's only one kind of salt. It's all salt, right? If you believe salt is only sodium and chloride. But you don't find it in nature that way. You find salt containing 74 to 84 additional trace elements, or included in the original two, sodium and chloride. And they remove them, and that creates a terrible imbalance. But here we have the reality that if people that have normal blood pressure completely eliminate or go on a low-salt diet, they can have problems in a negative context with elevated blood pressure. What other low-salt problems are there?
When you cut your salt intake, the fat-storing hormone insulin goes up because insulin helps the kidneys retain more salt. So that's not good. And low-salt diets cause insulin resistance, and that's been shown in numerous clinical studies. Low-salt also increases triglycerides, LDL, lowers the good cholesterol, HDL, increases all the stress hormones. So noradrenaline and adrenaline, which we're only supposed to have activated if we're like going on a run real quick, chronically get elevated on a low-salt diet.
Whoa. There's a lot of problems with a low-salt diet. Now, I'm not saying that we have to get all of our minerals from salt. That's never been my argument. I believe we get the majority of our minerals from food. Food that's grown in soil, or if you eat fish from the sea, you know, wherever it's coming in from a food matrix, and that's how we utilize it. Although, salt chemistry in water, there's some evidence and similarity in terms of the ocean as blood plasma, as lymphatic fluid, right? There are minerals there. There's electrical conductivity that is necessitated by the fact that the minerals are there. And without them, of course, electrical imbalances, dysfunction occurs, including issues of blood pressure in a negative context. But again, the salt you choose matters. Stop it with the iodized table salt, even if it's been blessed by a rabbi. It's not enough. It needs the 74 to 84 trace elements along with the sodium and chloride that they say is so evil. It's not. It's not. But remember, hydration, critical underpinning here. Now, I mentioned homeopathy, and I said it makes the same mistake in terms of collectivizing a narrow issue, right? They say, oh, in a small percentage of people, we found that higher sodium intake results in high blood pressure. But it turns out the original studies didn't say that in everybody. It was a small, narrow band of folks. All right, pinpoint them and address their diet. That's cool. That's individualism. But collectivism is evil, and it's corrupted, and it's killed people. Many people, including this species salt discussion. But how did it happen in homeopathy? Well, those of you who know homeopathic medicine know that mint antidotes homeopathy, doesn't it? Stay away from mint. Oh, my gosh, did you smell the mint? Oh, my gosh, my remedy has been neutralized. It's been canceled. It's been destroyed. Not true. Not true. You go back to the original writings and teachings of Hahnemann, there was an obscure, rarely given treatment where he said that the patient should avoid strong smells like camphor or mint. A rarely, obscurely given treatment where that should be avoided. And because of that, somewhere along the line, homeopaths, yes, even homeopaths, collectivized it to mean that mint always antidotes all homeopathic remedies, no matter what. And that was never said, never stated by Hahnemann originally. So I'm just calling out my brethren. If you believe that this antidoting thing is always, 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 what is it based on? Show me the science, right? Yeah, I know you believe it, but come on, let's go back to origin point and have a real adult discussion on this stuff. All right, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and we go places where no other health show on planet Earth will go. Next, we're going to talk MS and the microbiome. And later, Ty Bollinger.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid. And at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, anybody dealing with a little bit of Helicobacter pylori? Oh, yes, I take my Helicobacter to work every day. Well, no, we've got a question about that. I'm going to give you some solutions that you won't hear probably anywhere else. Also, we got Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box together as we do each and every hump day, as we call it. And I'm shaking up. Once again, I got my maracas from Organics. That's double X, the Magi Complex, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Check it out.
You know, actually, today was kind of a momentous occasion for me with the Organics. Very first time ever I have consumed bone broth protein. I just had to try it out.
Yeah.
I'd never tried it out before, and so I gave it a shot, and it actually was good, although I think I'm looking forward to using this like in a smoothie or something.
Mm-hmm. That's the way you do it.
Yeah, I just used it in water just to try it out for the first time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've done it. I've tried bone broth protein. Yay!
Yeah, no, it's good stuff, really good stuff. And we utilize it in our smoothies, or I'll just shake it up. The kids love it with our raw organic milk, the real milk that's raw that we get from the local cow.
It'd be way better in the milk than in the water.
So. And yep. I'm not personally a milk guy, but I support you. If you want milk, please drink it raw. Drink it raw. And if you want to heal your gut, read Unlock the Power to Heal and learn about the Silver Aloe Protocol, because it could be the difference for you in preventing or reversing MS. That's right. I said it. MS, multiple sclerosis. Considered an autoimmune disease where the myelin sheath of the nerve cell is attacked and degraded, and then, of course, you lose electrical conductivity at that point. You lose the insulating sheath around a wire. That's going to happen. And big problem. Modern medicine says there's no way to treat it. We don't even know what causes it. Don't mention heavy metals. Don't mention mercury. Don't mention essential fat and different fatty acid deficiencies. Don't mention saturated fat as a very important part of brain and nervous system health. Cholesterol being a very important. Don't mention that. You can, you know what? You can mention microbes. You can go ahead and mention bacteria and fungus and viruses, because we can poison you with chemo and antibiotics, and that you can mention. And so we can say our treatment for MS is toxic chemo. When in reality, I've helped many people reverse MS, at least slow it down, in many cases stop it and reverse it through a number of different things. So I don't have time to go into now. I want to hit this article, which is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says gut bacteria are the key. Gut bacteria. Once again, the human microbiome. Not even human. It's all bug all the time. And yet it is responsible for so much, including brain and neurological health. We've even talked about its role in proper production of neurotransmitters, interestingly enough. But they like to pinpoint one microbe at a time and say, this is it. You know what? We can genetically modify. We can synthesize the strains that we need. You know, there's this one called Prevotella histicola, which sounds like a diet cola of some kind. And they say it effectively suppressed MS in mice. Hey, now we can somehow make a drug out of it. No. Now, they're saying that it somehow causes a drop in two cell types that encourage inflammation. Okay, that's interesting. I get that. But the idea is not to look at this in an isolationist way. It's the question, why is there not enough or too much of one? Why is there an imbalance in the microbiome? And that is not asked because, of course, they would have to look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what? We doctors did this. We destroyed your gut ecology. We've created dysbiosis. We've disrupted the balance of the healthy microbiome so that one, two, or three others have become opportunistic infections. And then we say, aha, that's the cause. Now, if we can neutralize those and we can upregulate the others, and my goal and role here is to say, stop it, get back to basics, and say, what can we do to heal the lining of the gut, restore integrity, the proper home, the rainforest that exists or pre-existed modern medicine's intervention with antibiotics, prednisone, vaccinations, heavy metal, all the things that are just destroying the lining itself. And then, of course, resulting in an aberrant growth in the microbiome that's no longer in balance. So if we talk about healing MS, yes, I agree with the premise of the article that the microbiome matters. It matters big time. But where they go wonky, as usual, is that they'll try to look at it in an isolationist way, and we'll say, you know what, if we can just pinpoint this one microbe and just that's it, that's all we need to do, but we never question the terrain. The law of the terrain and Juan Bechamp, Bob Bernard, these are the people we should have studied, and we'd understand that we can heal anything by restoring integrity to it. But we got to know how to do that. One is remove the things that don't belong there. Two is give the things to that environment that environment needs to restore itself. And that's what we talk about, and that's what you learn about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Keep those cards and letters coming. I don't think people send cards and letters anymore, but emails, messages.
That's a bit antiquated. Yeah.
Instant messages, texts. You can call us, 866-939-BELL, for those of you who still use telephones. Are they called telephones anymore? 866-939-2355. And, well, you can message us. Right?
That's a valid point you've got. In fact, I still, hopefully I won't forget about this, but there was that really good article that you found that you sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the headline, it says something to the effect of that the Gen Xers need to save the world for the millennials. Remember?
I still haven't read that. Maybe we got to do that like on Captain Morgan's time, Freshman Friday. And
she'll probably hate us for it, but... you know, one of the things that it brought up in the article, which is, it's kind of, really makes me feel old, I guess,
mm-hmm.
is that it points out the fact that our generation really is the last generation that has a tie to what would be called the analog world, where, you know, back when there were things like books, mm-hmm. you know, you read books or you, you know, if you, you know, wanted to talk to somebody, you could call them on the phone, but, you know, you would have to have that delayed gratification of telling somebody something, or if you asked a girl out for a date, you had to wait until the next day to get the answer, or so, you know,
right.
Now everything's just instant.
Instant,
you know,
digital, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a really good article, and if Morgan doesn't hate us for it, I think it is something worth talking about.
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember Stephen Wright talking, the comedian, about things like this, the transition for, you know, to the instant culture. And he said, you know, like you put instant coffee. He said he put instant coffee in the microwave and went back in time. Right? Remember that? That was a classic Stephen Wright yeah. observation. And I'm thinking, if you tell a millennial, you know, it was an analog experience, are they going to ask you, what, did you have a monster poo this morning? I mean, how are they going to interpret this?
Analog? What? Yeah,
they don't know. True. I mean, they got to figure
that's
this true. Thing out.
Analog right? is old and busted. But I'll tell you what, in mm-hmm. the last segment of the show today,
yeah.
I think I might surprise you a little bit, because I think I'm going to come to the defense, actually,
really?
Of the millennials. I think we give them a little bit too hard of a time. Yeah.
We don't have to save the world from them?
Yeah, I'll explain.
Well, will Ty Bollinger be on board with that?
Well, we can ask him.
Okay.
We can ask him.
Yeah. We'll check on that. Anyway, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Also, on the gut health issue, remember, we've talked with Doc Newsom over the years. I think, and I want to confirm this, if he's coming up to the Cancer Prevention Convention in Detroit, Gross Hill, I can't wait to see him, because a lot of what he's done with the fulvic acid is pretty amazing in terms of gut health, too. So we've got a lot of tools here, more tools than we need, but I don't know. I like having more tools than not enough tools. So we'll be talking more about that as well. But right now, it's back to you. You listen to this show sometimes because you want to know stuff.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from Carl and Lindsay. Carl and Lindsay. Yes, come on down and get some ice cream at Carl and Lindsay's place. Actually, that sounds like a great idea. No, Carl and Lindsay. I don't know. Carl and Lindsay, thank you for writing in. And I think it's Carl that's writing, because he says, my wife was diagnosed by a naturopath with H. pylori a couple of years ago. He prescribed her a bunch of supplements and one prescription. Really?
Hmm.
See, this is an allopathic naturopath. Why would a naturopath write you a prescription? Unless it's a prescription for food, of course. I'm just going to go with it. It worked well, she gets a feeling better, and the extensive supplement regimen wore her out, and she stopped for a week. And she ended up finishing the protocol over time and didn't have any reoccurrence until a few months ago. She's now considering the antibiotics, I guess again, if that was a prescription before, and I am looking for a better alternative than 50 supplements a day, as she can only take two at a time. With a shake.
Okay. 50?
50. I don't know if he's exaggerating, but I guess it happens. I've seen people with, like, mongo handfuls of these things. And it gets a little ridiculous. I mean, I try to keep it as simple as possible for folks. We talk selenium, chromium. We talk silica. And, you know, a few others. Some B vitamins. You know, magnesium, of course. But, again, we're not getting into dozens and much less 50. Carl continues a little background. We are the regular listening organic gardeners with a 22,000 square foot plot, and my wife was forced to take antibiotics as a kid for two straight years. So my apologies. Come on down to Carl and Lindsay's and have some fresh produce, not ice cream.
I really like that sound, right?
It does sound great. Lindsay's. I mean, I'm going to Carl and Lindsay's. I'm like, yeah, I want to go too, especially now that they have a big old garden. So, well, remember, Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori, is only able to live in the stomach in the context of producing stomach ulcers when the stomach is not producing adequate quantities of acid. In other words, the pH is elevated, too high. And, of course, what has happened is that modern medicine has wrongly diagnosed this as a problem of too much acid. When they see erosions, they say, well, esophageal erosions caused by acid, yes, but not because of too much, but because of too little. And when you get food down to that, normally is going to start that process of breaking down through the low pH and the acid there, like the proteins, like the animal proteins, and it doesn't have adequate amounts to do the job, it will sit there and putrefy and cause gaseous explosions like you got Mount Vesuvius in your stomach. It'll start blowing up, and the little bit of low pH stuff down there, is going to erode the esophagus because the esophagus is not supposed to have that level of acidic pH. If the tissue in the stomach is, it can handle it. So my goal and role is to reintroduce magnesium primarily, but you know other minerals may play a role in this, of course, as well. But magnesium is the big one in the production of stomach acid. You have magnesium deficiencies very often at play here. Now, if anybody has been on acid blockers, proton pump inhibiting drugs are even worse than just the Rolaids and the Tums of yesteryear or Alka-Seltzers. But the reality is when you start blocking the production of acid, you're going to have all kinds of microbial life forms that couldn't grow there, including H. pylori, which they again pinpoint and they say that causes the ulcerations. I don't think it's the cause. It's the result of imbalances and dysfunctions and lack of production, for instance. Now, if we go to an herbal formula, go back to last week, we talked with Chris Spahr again, and we talked about liver, gallbladder, and digestive issues. And the herbal concoction, like a powder that you make into a warm tea, is called Cangest by Alta, A-L-T-A, Alta Health Products. And that will begin to correct this over time. It's not the instant fix, but people do feel better pretty quickly. But the correction can take time. But for your wife, Carl, for Lindsay's sake, it's not 50 different supplements. It's just a little powder, a tub of powder. You take a level teaspoon, you put it in warm water to activate it, not boiling hot water. You drink it down three times a day on an empty stomach. You can do a fourth time if it's really bad, and you'll begin to correct this. It will be correctable. Now, in order to kill the H. pylori, you can do this in 6 hours with silver hydrosol. Take it, a tablespoon or two of the silver hydrosol, yeah, every half hour for a few hours, even up to 6 hours. And you're like, dude, it's done. There's no way H. pylori is going to survive that because you're flooding your stomach with the silver at that point. But the reality is, will it come back? Just like in your wife's case, they didn't correct the underlying issue. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Carl and Lindsay. I would go with the Cangest, silver to knock out the H. pylori if need be, and then you can correct this over time. Magnesium, remember magnesium too. Whole food magnesium preferably. You can absorb magnesium through the skin. We've talked about that as well, but you want to get a whole food source because a lot of the forms of magnesium can create bowel intolerance issues that are unnecessary. All right? So with that, we're going to transition to a science update, but it's a different kind of science update because it relates to something that's so ludicrous it can only be called...
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
Yes, it can only be called junk science. What is the junk science update of the day, Super D? Read the headline, if you don't mind.
This one blew my head up this morning. All right, yes. All right, here we go. Marijuana use linked to increased risk of dying from high blood pressure.
Okay, hold the phone.
Huh? Right?
Hold the phone. How many people have you know that could even fall into the realm of being a pothead? I mean, let's be honest, Super Don. Have you ever met anybody that was really a heavy user of smoking cannabis?
Yes.
You probably known a few over the years.
Yes, I have known a few, yes.
Have you known any of them to show any signs or symptoms of high blood pressure?
No.
No. This is like, what is going on here? This is like an April Fool's kind of thing? No, it's junk science. Kind of like the science that said all salt is bad all of the time, basically. When we look and extrapolated that out in the past, what are they saying here?
I would say this is not that is not a completely accurate comparison, because if you look at the salt situation, they did the studies. The result of the study was accurate.
Yes, in some people.
Supposedly some people, accurate,
right.
But people misinterpreted it, right?
Right, correct.
In this case, what you've got is you've got a headline. Now, this is a scary headline. Marijuana use linked to increased risk of dying. Oh, my God. Holy crap. Oh, no. You know, I've been smoking cannabis, and I've been killing myself. I had no idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you read the article, you go into the study, and basically they go through this, and they say, well, we looked at these people, and they answered a questionnaire, and we asked them, and this is, dude, I mean, this is just like, please don't hurt your head as you bang it into the wall after you hear the results, and not the results, but how they conducted this study. They asked a whole bunch of people, and they asked them this question: have you ever tried marijuana? And a certain percentage of them said, yes, I have tried it. Okay? So then the scientists took that data, and for some strange reason, they assumed that the use of cannabis by these people had been continuous from the time that they first tried it. Now, you follow me here? Did you try it ever before? Yes, I tried it. Okay, we're just going to assume that when you tried it for the first time 12 years ago, you've done it every single day since then.
Loads of it.
What?
Yeah, no, that, it, you're right.
There's basis to this.
Junk science, it is. It's absolutely junk science. You know, and, you know, the more we learn about the plant, and the fact is we're finding out that people that are smoking it don't have lung damage. That was a shocker to me, among many things that were shocking to me about it, because there's so much medicinal in this plant. And, of course, I've argued that, yes, even tobacco is medicinal, although what it has been converted into is the least of the ingredients in what's called a tobacco cigarette. So am I advocating everybody should be a pothead? Because, no, that's not what we're saying. But we want to call out the science when it's real. We want to call it out when it's junk. And this is junk. In fact, we talked about CBD reducing blood pressure. Of course, you don't have to smoke it for that. But get the CBD from our friends at CB Sciences, plus CBDoil.com, P-L-U-S, CBDoil.com. And RSB15, that code will get you 15% off. Take advantage of it and chill. Yes, you can chill.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
What a great is that like? That's a play on a Garth Brooks song there about snowflakes, isn't it? Safe Spaces.
It is. It's a it's a spoof of Friends in Low Places.
Yeah, I love that song. Garth Brooks rocks, man, for a country guy, right? Is that, I'm going to be in trouble with Garth Brooks fans, but I like him. I like him. Yeah. All right, folks, we got to open this segment here before we wrap it up, and then rejoin after the news with Ty Bollinger. We'll go outside the box and. Of course, Snowflake's not allowed second hour either. But University of Georgia, we're going to UGA, right? Go Bulldogs, woof, 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 right? You hear that sound? It's like really guttural low, we're Bulldogs. Well, apparently a professor there doesn't think much of the students, particularly in the business school. Business school students, a proposal was made for them to be able to choose their own grades. Why? Well, they might feel a little too stressed about their grade. And if they felt unduly stressed by a grade for any accessible material or the overall course, they were then instructed that they could email the teacher indicating what grade that they thought would be appropriate. So it will be changed. No questions asked. All we ask is that you wait 24 hours. It's like, is this, are they thinking the snowflakes are going to go buy a gun and there's no waiting period for that, so we should have a waiting period before asking for a better grade? What the hell is going on here? I mean, again, millennial disaster, or is there something else going on, Super D?
You know, you see these stories every once in a while on what's going on at these campuses. And, I mean, this is crazy. Why would a professor who's responsible for educating these students basically just create a pathway for the student to do horrible work, fail on the exams, and then be able to say, you know what, I don't think I deserve an F. I feel stressed. It's causing me some anxiety. I really think I deserve a B. And then they'd get a B and move on. That's crazy.
How cool would have that been, man? We would all be A students, right?
Right. Because a lot of people take advantage of that, of course. You know, I mean, that's just human nature. But, you know, it's interesting. As I was reading this and I watched a few news reports on it, I kind of had a realization that – you know, we spend a lot of time on this show kind of ribbing the millennials, you know, because they got the snowflake thing going on. Not all of them.
We love the millennials. We just
not all
we,
of them, but
we kid because we love.
Yeah, but you know what? The ones that really are the snowflakes that we refer to, you know, I don't think we're giving them as big a break as we should. Because, and here's why: when you read a story like this, and you got this professor that is just coddling these people, and he doesn't want them to feel stressed, doesn't want to feel like they failed, doesn't want them to have any anxiety or feel like, you know, that they're not as good as the other students or something like that. I got to put the blame on people like this, because these kids, they don't grow up and they're just inherently snowflakes. They get this from the people that teach them. It's from parenting and not allowing the kids to compete. You know, the participation trophy scenario. And
can you,
when they,
Super Don, can you find out this Richard Watson? Is he a Gen Xer as a professor?
He's an older guy. I saw a picture of him. He's old. I think he's older than we are.
So he could be baby boomer.
Yeah.
Even?
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe he's just like old and tired and said, I can't even deal with these millennials.
I don't
just
know.
Let them pick their own grade. Let them pick. Go Bulldogs.
You wouldn't think so with somebody at that age, right?
Yeah, the new sound from the Bulldogs. Wee wee wee. They're no longer woof woof woof.
Meow.
Right? I want my better grade, professor. But apparently, good news is UGA came to their senses, and they nixed this plan. They said the syllabus stated that his grading policy would allow students inappropriate input into the assignment of their own grades.
You think?
You think? I mean, how'd you figure that one out? Oh, I got a degree from UGA. That's how I figured it out. All right. I don't want to razz them too much, but they earned it on this one. All right, folks. We'll talk more millennial issues probably on Freshman Friday with Cap Morgan. You'll stand by for that. It'll be fun. Ty Bollinger's going to join us. We're going to go outside the box as we do each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up. Big news of upcoming events, including the Truth About Cancer, October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Orlando, Florida. I hope you'll join us there. But even prior to that, this month, we're going to be in Detroit. We'll tell you about that, too, for the Cancer Prevention Convention, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
It's your most valuable asset.
Call in on.
So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression and power your brand and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.